The Invisible Backpack. In the quiet town of Embilbridge, tucked between hills and humming forest, lived a boy named Ryan. He was 12 years old, had the curliest hair in the class, a secret love for mango ice cream, and a laugh that made even his grumpy neighbors smile. But lately, that laugh had gone missing somewhere. Every morning, Ryan would wake up with a tight feeling in his chest. He'd drag his feet to school, eyes heavy, stomach twisting. He wasn't sure why. Nothing terrible had happened. His family was loving. His grades were fine. And he hadn't fought with his friends. But inside, it felt like something was weighing him down. And then came the day when it all began to make sense. It was a Wednesday, right in the middle of the week, and the middle of very long spelling test. Ryan sat at his desk, chewing his pencil, when suddenly the classroom door creaked open. A woman walked in, tall, with silver hair, tied in a braid that hung over her shoulder like a waterfall of moonlight. "Class," said Mrs. Kapoor, their teacher. "This is Miss Neera. She is a mental health counselor. She'll be visiting us this week." A few kids blinked. Some whispered, "Mental, what?" But Miss Neera just smiled. "I want to tell you all a story," she said as she pulled out a chair and sat down like she had all the time in the world. The room quieted. Even Ryan stopped chewing his pencil. "Imagine," Miss Neera began, "that every one of us is carrying an invisible backpack. You can't see it, but it's always there, resting on your shoulders. Now, this backpack holds everything you feel. Happiness, excitement, fun. Those go in like balloons. They float and feel light. But worries, fears, sadness, those go in like rocks. They make the backpack heavier." Ryan blinked. His stomach did a little flip. "Some days," she continued, "you might not even notice the weight, but other times it gets so heavy, you feel like you can't move. That's when we need to stop and check our backpacks." Someone in the back whispered, "Like, unpack it?" "Exactly," Miss Neera said. "You can talk to someone, take a break, breathe, cry, write, dance, whatever helps. That's choosing your mental health first." And for the first time in weeks, Ryan felt like someone had just described exactly what he'd been going through. That night, Ryan couldn't stop thinking about the invisible backpack. He lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, and imagined himself wearing one. It was heavy, sagging with worry. He didn't know why it was there, but it was. The next morning, instead of rushing to school, he told his mom, "I think I need a mental health day." His mother looked surprised, but she nodded. "Okay, let's unpack the backpack, shall we?" So they sat in the balcony with hot chocolate and cookies, and Ryan talked about how tired he felt all the time, how loud his thoughts got at night, how sometimes he felt like crying for no reason, how scared he was of being lazy or weak for feeling that way. His mom didn't interrupt. She just listened, rubbing his back gently. "You're not weak," she said softly. "You're carrying too many invisible rocks. It's okay to take them out." That day, Ryan didn't do homework. He didn't study for the next test. Instead, he painted a giant messy painting of a monster holding a backpack. He went on a walk with his dad and laughed at squirrels fighting over a coconut. He sat quietly and watched the clouds. And little by little, the backpack felt lighter. Back at school, Miss Neera introduced something new: backpack journals. Every student got a small notebook where they could write how their backpack felt each day. Happy, heavy, light, rocky, floaty, any word they wanted. Ryan's first entry said, "Today, it feels like I'm carrying a wet sweater and a kitten, kind of heavy but soft too." His second said, "Like a balloon tied to a rock, I want to float, but I am stuck somewhere." And his third, "A paper kite. I feel light. The sky feels big again." Slowly, the whole class started understanding their invisible backpacks. Even the toughest boy in the school, Kunal, once wrote, "Mine feels like I am carrying other people's problems too. How do I give them back?" That sparked a class discussion about setting boundaries, saying no, and not caring more than you should. One afternoon, Ryan was walking home when he saw his younger sister Tara crying by the gate. He rushed to her. "What happened?" "I forgot my poem lines for tomorrow's school play," she sobbed. "I'm going to mess it all up." Ryan sat beside her on the steps. "Okay," he said gently. "Imagine your invisible backpack. What is in it right now?" Tara blinked through her tears. "Bricks?" and maybe a thunderstorm. Want help unpacking it? She nodded, sniffling. So they talked. Ryan told her about his own thunderstorm days and how sometimes saying, "I need help," is the bravest thing. Together, they practiced her lines until she smiled again. As we passed the idea of invisible backpacks travel beyond their school, parents, teachers, even shopkeepers began talking about mental health openly. It was no longer something to hide or feel embarrassed about. Finally, one day, Ryan gave a speech at morning assembly. He said, "Just like we brush our teeth and eat our food to stay physically healthy, we need to take care of our feelings too. Mental health isn't just for bad days. It's for every day." He paused and added, "And when someone tells you their backpack feels heavy, please listen. Don't tell them to just be happy or ignore it. Just be there." The whole assembly clapped. Even Mrs. Kapoor had tears in her eyes. Years later, Ryan became a counselor, just like Mrs. Neera. He would walk into classrooms and tell kids about the invisible backpacks. But he'd always remember the first time someone explained it to him. How a single story helped him choose mental health first. And somewhere in Ambleridge, a new generation of kids would carry backpacks too. But they'd know how to unpack them with kindness, with courage, and with the understanding that sometimes asking for help is the strongest thing you can do. This story tells us that everyone carries an invisible backpack. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish. It's necessary. Talk, listen, rest, laugh, cry, unpack. Choose yourself every day and every minute.